就会来，他什么都不给，吃饭的时候什么都不给你发。但是什么什么都应该认识，但是由于我这些什么就是啥了，但是。
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Not working. Not working. Okay. The tab. I never turned on, friend. That's about all I know to do over here.
Oh,
what do I do, Chris? There's only one switch on here, and it's on. How about this one? Hello? Water. Okay. The Bible tells us to let the Spirit change the way we think. The big question is then, how do we get the Spirit to change the way we think? How do we get the spirit of Hollywood?
どのようにしたら私たちはハリウッドのこの霊を得ることができるんでしょうか?
We go spend time in the movies, right?
私たちがこの映画を見に行くその時間を増やしていくということです。
We get we are influenced by the things that we put our minds on.So if we put our mind on the Spirit, then the Spirit influences us. If we spend 5 minutes a dayOf the Spirit, then who will control the way we think?
は一日のこの5分間をこの聖霊様のこの身の思いに置いていくならば、誰が私たちの思い、考え方を知らせてくるでしょうか。
So God is asking us to let the Spirit control our thoughts all of the time.
そういうわけで、神様は私たちにこのいつもこの聖霊様に私たちの思いをこのコントロールしていただくようにというふうに言っておられるんです。
You are trying to be filled with joy, but the people around you do not like it.
皆さんはいつもこの聖霊、喜びで満たされていようというふうに努めますけれども、皆さんの周りの人々はそのことを望みません。
They say, quit your laughing, everything is terrible.
皆さんはこのあなたのその笑いやめなさい。すべてがひどいのだからというふうに。
But the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord when?
聖書では、喜んでいなさい、いつ喜んでいなさいというふうに言っているでしょうか。
Rejoice in the Lord? Always. Now, here is where many people get in trouble.
聖書では、いつも一緒にあって喜んでいなさいというふうに言っているのです。しかし、この部分で、
When you say rejoice in the Lord always, the first thing they think of is something terrible.
皆さんがいつも主にあって喜ぶものというふうに、まずその思いを持つときに、人々がまず最初に思うことというのは、良いこと、良い主に思われることを思ってしまう。
They say, do you mean we should rejoice when a child is hit by a truck?
人々は言うのです。あなたは、あなたの子供がトラックにひかれたというのに、君はいつも喜ぼうというふうに言うんです。そういう意味を言っているんですか?
So what we need to learn to do is the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord.
そこで私たちが乗っていかなければ、学んでいかなければならないということは、私たちが主にあって、いつも喜ぶということになります。
So when we are rejoicing in the Lord, we are not having our eyes upon bad things.
私たちが主にあって喜ぶということをしているときには、私たちの目は悪いことに向けられてはいないのです。
So when we are being beaten with a heavy rod, where our minds are not on the heavy rod. Rejoice when the mic doesn't work. God often lets difficult things come to help us to learn to rejoice in Him.So we are saying, God is working for my good. So our attention is on Him. As we learn to allow the Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts, we learn very important secrets. The quality of yours and my life is determined by what we think.
皆さん、そして私の人生のというのは、私たちが考えることによって決められていきます。
Try and tell that to a little child. The little child says, you give me a cookie and then I'll feel good. The adult says, God, you get me a better job and then I'll feel good. But God is always looking for people who will rejoice in Him. Our Lord Jesus went to the cross willingly. He was able to say, God, not my will, but yours be done. So the quality of our life is determined by the way we think. It is very, very difficult to learn that. Because from the time we were a little child, we were always feeling, I will feel good when I get what I want. But God says, that is not what I want you to learn. Are we on now?
Yes.
This was on. Okay. Thank you, brother. The Bible teaches us the transformed how? By the renewing of your mind. There is a wonderful lesson in that verse of the scripture. It is in the word be transformed. That really doesn't make much sense unless we understand the Hebrew word. The Hebrew word for transformed is metamorphosis. You students know, or maybe all of you know, that when a caterpillar is changed into a butterfly, the caterpillar goes through what? Metamorphosis. So, from caterpillar to the beautiful butterfly is transformed. And God is saying to you and me, I want you to be transformed. And you do this by the changing of your mind. I think nothing is more difficult than to get a human being to change his or her mind. You can make people do about anything. But to change their mind takes a transformation. So I am suggesting that today you and I have a metamorphosis. Which is a transformation. God knows that you and I are very, very difficult. By our faith in Jesus, God changes our heart. By our faith in Jesus, God changes our heart. And does the miracle of getting us ready for heaven. But we still can have bad thinking. I used to think that bad thinking was just thinking evil things. But our thoughts are far more important than just not thinking bad things. Many, many, many places in the Bible, it keeps saying, think good things. But God will not compel us to think good things. For example, you can sit in church and think, oh, I wish the preacher would finish. Oh, I wish the singers would sing something I like. I wish. Or we can be filled with good thoughts. We learn this by doing it. Since you and I have been here, some of you have been thinking about Japan. About problems back in Japan. About problems of things yet to come.
それから、やってくるであろう問題について考えているわけですから。
Some of you parents have been thinking about problems with children. It's so easy for us to think of this, and then this, and then this. And that is why the Bible teaches to us to rejoice in the Lord always. So we can begin by speaking to ourselves in the name of the Lord. Madam, for the next 5 minutes, you will think of nothing but praise to God. And in about 1 minute, I think of something else. So I start again. Now I'll try it again. Ready, set, go. But after a while, praise and thanksgiving can begin to take over. And with that comes an increasing joy in our hearts. The reason for that is when God created us, He created us for the purpose of being filled with joy. And He has said the way you can do that is by praising Me. And that is why Satan does everything possible to keep our minds on something else. For Satan does not like to hear us sing praise to God. It makes him angry for us to be singing, God is working for my good. Our parents know how happy it makes them feel when their children are happy. Parents are sad when they see their children sad. And it brings joy to God when He sees His children are happy. But He wants us to be happy for the right reason. Because if we get our eyes on this world, we will soon become very unhappy. If we have our eyes on other people, they will ruin us. Ruin. Make us unhappy. Other people will look at us and say, oh, you are wonderful. the nicest person I have ever known. The very next day, they will say, I don't like you. You are crazy. Isn't that the way they treated Jesus? They praised him and sang with joy because of Jesus. And the next day, because somebody had talked to them, they said, crucify him. People can be terrible. All of us can be terrible. That is why we need to learn to have the Holy Spirit control our thoughts. When somebody says, you are terrible, what should you think? But God loves me. But God loves me. If one of you ladies should say to me, Merlin, I don't like you. I would say, but Mary loves me. I really don't care whether you love me or not. All of us can say and think and feel, God loves me. We can be so transformed in our thoughts that we become more and more like the butterfly. And then we can keep being transformed all the time. Think of this wonderful potential that we have. To be transformed from being like a butterfly to being like an eagle. I would rather be an eagle than a butterfly. So I keep wanting to learn more and more how to fly. And then I can look at people who are feeling so miserable, and I'm thinking, but I'm flying. But they may say, but Merlin, you don't understand how miserable it is down here. But I can say, oh yes, I understand. I was once there also. And my prayers used to go something like this.
て、私の祈りというのはこんなふうな祈りになっていきました。
God, I just want to die.
神様、私はもう死に死なれたいという祈りです。
Why, Merlin?
どうしてですか、マリン。
Well, God, life is just too hard.
どうしてかというと、神様、人生というのはもう、
I would get up in the morning thinking, oh no, another day. And when I tried to go to sleep at night, all I could think of was the bad thing that happened that day.I even learned how to dream about bad things. But then the Holy Spirit began teaching me how to be transformed.And I began to understand, God is working for my good. But I would hear in my head an ugly message, but Marilyn, you're no good.The Bible actually challenges us to learn to think the way Jesus thought. Was Jesus ever worried about getting a better job?Was he ever worried about getting old and getting sick? I know the mind will quickly say to you and to me, yeah, but he was Jesus, and I'm me.But Jesus said, let me come and live in you. And with him living in us, he wants to help us.Please begin studying the Bible and understanding more and more what it says about the way we think. For example, when we have evil thoughts, Jesus told us where those evil thoughts come from.He said, these evil thoughts come from your heart and your mind. That is exactly why we need to learn.To let the Holy Spirit change our minds. Many, many times we will ask God to change us by doing this? We will say, please God, change me. And often if we could hear God speaking, he would say to us, okay, change. But God, I don't know how. When you're hungry, do you know what to do? Does everybody know what to do when you're hungry? When you're not thinking right, you know you have to change. And the very best way to change is to begin to think, God is working for my good. When is he working for my good? Now? When my head hurts? When I can't sleep? When my back hurts? When everything is going wrong? God is working for my good. But the human mind says, but why doesn't he make things better? Why doesn't he just give me a cookie? Then I would be happy. God has gone, when Jesus went back to heaven to prepare a place for us. He told us that in that place everything would be perfect. We would never have any pain. We would never be unhappy. But he said, for now, I want you to stay on the earth and learn. This is the only opportunity you will ever have. To learn to rejoice when everything is going bad. Not long after Jesus died, the Christians were persecuted very terribly. There are many wonderful stories coming from that period. They would put the Christians in a great big arena with people all around watching. And then they would open the gates and let the lions out.
そしてその門を開きますと、ライオン、いわゆるライオンを中に入れていきました。
Now the question for you and I to answer this morning is what would we do when we saw the lions coming? We would do exactly what we had learned to do. We would scream, God help me! Or we would do as the early Christians had learned to do. The Roman people who watched them were amazed at what they saw and heard. The early Christians lifted their arms and began to sing songs of joy and praise to God. You and I have been asked by God to learn to think the way the Holy Spirit wants us to think. Always sing songs of joy and praise. Most of us have to begin a little bit at a time. And then tomorrow we do a little more. And after 7 days we're rejoicing all the time. Or it may take some of us 30 days. It may take some of us 30 years. But if we're growing in praise, God is pleased. Can you leave here today with a new determination to be thankful to God always? I know this requires faith. Faith to believe what we don't see. Jesus said, don't be afraid that I'm going to die. For in 3 days I will be resurrected. The disciples couldn't understand that. So we cannot expect people to understand why we are always filled with joy. We are thinking God is working for my good. They are thinking you're crazy. Yes, I'm crazy. But I'm happy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give our hearts to you. We have spent most of our life in thinking unhappy thoughts. But we ask your Holy Spirit to help us learn to always be thinking thoughts of thanksgiving. We know there are millions of things we have never thanked you for. We have spent many days in which we didn't even tell you that we loved you. We have known many people that we did not love. Help us to follow the example of Jesus. In his name. Amen. One practical word of advice now before we close and go to dinner. You and I could go on one whole day and not do anything to bring the good news of the gospel to anyone. We could go a whole week or a whole month and do nothing. We're too busy. We're too tired. We don't know what to do. Because we're not thinking. So we must begin to learn to think. What can I do to bring the good news of the gospel to people? So what you or I may need to do is decide what time every day we will think about getting the good news of the gospel out. What time? Every day. For example, at 6 o'clock every evening. Have your watch go off or your alarm clock go off? Now, what can I do? And then do it. Take the written gospel out to somebody. Take the gospel out and put it where people will see it. Put it where people will pick it up. Stand back and look and pray. And watch how people will come and look it up, pick it up and look at
it.
Watch them take it and put it in their pocket and walk away. And God will give us joy. Think of how many people we can reach in this coming year. If every person thinks, what can I do to get the good news out? If you need something in writing to give to people, talk to your pastor. Will you do that? Decide in your mind. Your mind says, either I will, I won't, or I'll think about it. But I, Willinger, and others thought about it and made up my mind. I took a book and began doing what I could to get people to read it. I said to people, will you buy this book? If they said yes, I said, wonderful, I'll sell it to you. I said, if they said no, I won't buy it, I said, well, will you read it if I give it to you? And so I just keep either buying, I either sell it or give it. And God is inspiring other people to do the same thing. So you'll be inspired today to take something that you write, or your pastor writes, or somebody writes, and give it to people. And now would you please think about going with us to have lunch.
そして今は、